From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the massive flood of migrants is the focus of an international meeting in Vienna. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside of a truck in Austria Thursday as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. An Austrian official confirmed that a tractor-trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. The victims reportedly suffocated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was among leaders attending the summit held to discuss Europe's worst migration crisis since World War II. Henry Ridgewell has more for VOA.
Many of the migrants are trying to reach Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel called on European states to implement joint asylum agreements.
We're talking registering minimum standards of accommodation and minimum standards of health care.
Berlin announced it will no longer force Syrian refugees to return to the country where they first entered the EU, normally Greece or Italy, to apply for asylum. But the influx has prompted attacks by anti-immigrant groups. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Asian stocks rose Thursday following a surge on Wall Street that came after hints that the U.S. Federal Reserve is backing off an interest rate hike. U.S. stocks snapped a week-long losing string Wednesday with key indexes up about 4%. Global stocks have been in a free fall for the past 2 weeks on worries about China's slowing economy. Thursday saw another volatile day of trading. In the last hour of trading, the composite swung from a loss to a higher gain. This is VOA News. Police in China have arrested 12 suspects said to be involved in the massive explosions at a warehouse in the port city of Tianjin as officials raise the death toll from the blast. The Xinhua News Agency reports among those arrested were Yu Shuwei and Dong Sichuan, the two top shareholders of Ruhai International Logistics, which own the Tianjin warehouse where the explosion occurred. Three Ruhai deputy general managers were also arrested, according to Xinhua. Also Thursday, Xinhua reported that 11 officials and executives in the Tianjin port are being probed for dereliction of duty and abuse of power. Beijing officials Thursday raised the death toll from the early August blast from 139 to 145, according to Xinhua. It said 28 people remain missing. A spokesman for rebels in South Sudan are expressing doubt that President Salva Kiir is committed to a peace deal he signed the previous day. There were no reports of fighting Thursday. While rebel and opposition leader Riek Machar is happy that Kiir signed the compromise agreement, his spokesman says the long list of reservations cited by Kiir signals a lack of commitment. The U.S. has urged both sides to honor the pact, warning of consequences for those who return to arms, and watchdog groups want strong international monitoring of the peace deal to be backed by the threat of sanctions for any violations. John Kirby is a spokesman for the U.S. State Department.
He signed it and he's committed himself to it, and our expectation is he's going to meet his commitments. Obviously, he made a personal decision to overcome his reservations and sign this agreement. Our expectation is he's going to meet his end of it. And if he doesn't, or if any party doesn't for that matter, this isn't just about President Kiir, although he's the one who's voiced the reservations, then there are options available through the UN that we will explore.
National elections will be held in 2018 at the earliest, according to the agreement. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed two army generals Thursday as they led forces against IS positions in the turbulent Anbar province west of Baghdad. Military officials said the bomber drove his explosives-laden vehicles into the advancing troops north of Anbar's provincial capital, IS-held Ramadi, killing the two generals and three soldiers. A military spokesman said that on state television and added that 10 other soldiers were wounded. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak to the media. Government forces and allied Sunni and Shiite militiamen have been battling IS militants in Anbar for months now, but have made modest gains against the group that controls most of the vast province that stretches west of Baghdad. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.